I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Let me ask you to try this brief mental exercise. Imagine the entire population of Newark, New Jersey, appearing on the shores of one tiny island, because that's what's happening on the Greek Isle of Lesbos. In the past year, residents there have struggled with the arrival of more than 300,000 desperate migrants.
It's overwhelming, and we cannot stand it anymore.
That's Lesbos resident Effie Latoudi. She's one of the volunteers helping to organize funerals for the migrants who die trying to reach the island. Reporter Jean Carstensen sat down with Latoudi today at a Lesbos refugee camp.
She was there sitting with some families, many of whom had lost children, had lost loved ones. This is the place where people go who are suffering these kinds of losses and are otherwise just really vulnerable.
And when did things get so bad that they needed volunteers to organize funerals for the dead?
Effie Latoudi told me that she's been involved in this for 5 or 6 years. She just felt that these individuals needed respect. But in the last couple years, where the numbers have spiked, it's become a really big operation to try and make sure that these people get the respect they deserve, some kind of proper burial, and of course that the loved ones feel that they can say goodbye to these people in a way that they can go on with their lives.
And I hear it's kind of at a crisis point. Is it true that on Lesbos they're actually running out of space to bury the ones who have died in the shipwrecks?
It's true. In the main cemetery here, they have run out of room in the area where they've been burying the refugee dead. And just today I heard from the office of the mayor that a nearby hospital has donated land. So they are now preparing that land to be able to receive the dead.
Jean, let's hear a little more from Effie Latoudi. Here she's talking about what she has to consider when she tries to organize one of these funerals or burials.
The important thing is to have people from the religion to give a proper ritual, because we don't know the ritual. And it's amazing to see them how they want to do it. The most horrible thing for them is to die in a place that you have no relatives and no one is crying for you.
Yeah, a place where no one is crying for you. A lot of empathy there. It sounds, Jean, as if those Greek residents of Lesbos are really invested in giving these migrants a proper send-off.
Well, certainly Effie Latoudi has been, and the group that she works with, and she was saying to me today that more and more people on Lesbos are getting involved and are really feeling this crisis and feeling these deaths. She told me that at the hospital the other day, she saw Greek people who were just there visiting their family or people they knew who they were sick, and they were just sobbing as if they had lost their own children.
And something she kind of hinted at there, Effie Latoudi also told you that many of the migrants really don't want to leave behind the bodies of their loved ones. Here she is again.
They are waiting to take them back to Syria. Some people, they are waiting to take them back to Germany or to Sweden, where they are going to be settled, which is very complicated, big bureaucracy, and is a procedure that makes their grief even worse.
Jean, tomorrow, I gather Lesbos residents are holding an interfaith service in memory of the deceased. Can you tell us about that? What's going to be going on?
Yes, at 5 p.m. around the Asia Minor Mother statue here, which commemorates the 1922 refugees on Lesbos, they will hold a large service, and there will be an imam, a Catholic priest, and a Greek Orthodox priest. And this is to honor the dead and also to cry out against the smugglers and against everything that is causing these very unnecessary deaths in the Aegean Sea.
Jean, where does Effie Latoudi get that impulse to be so intimately connected with these complete strangers?
For her, it's a very deep instinct. It's very political. She believes that if the dead are not honored, then you're not honoring the communities that these people come from.
Reporter Jean Carstensen there on the Greek island of Lesbos. Her work is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.